I put out my own cigarette in the overflowing ashtray and slipped across to her side of the seat, into her arms. She kissed me, then looked into my eyes. Maybe you love me and maybe you don't. I'd never try to talk anyone out of loving me, I can tell you that much, because there's never enough loving to go around. But you're confused, Pete, about school, about hearts, about Anne-Marie, and about me, too. I started to say I wasn't, but of course I was. I can go to UConn, she said. If my mother shapes up, I will go to UConn. If that doesn't work out, I can take courses part-time at Pennington and Bridgeport, or even CED courses at night in Stratford or Harwich. I can do those things. I have the luxury of doing those things because I'm a girl. This is a good time to be a girl, believe me. Lyndon Johnson has seen to that. Carol, she put her hand gently against my mouth. If you flunk out this December, you're apt to be in the jungle next December. You need to think about that, Pete. It's one thing for Sully. He thinks it's right, and he wants to go. You don't know what you want or what you think, and you won't as long as you keep running those cards. Hey, I took the Goldwater sticker off my car, didn't I? It sounded foolish to my own ears. She said nothing. When are you going? Tomorrow afternoon. I have a ticket on the 4 o'clock Trailways bus to New York. The Harwich stop isn't more than 3 blocks from my front door. Are you leaving from Derry? Yes. Can I drive you to the depot? I could pick you up at your dorm around 3. She considered it, then nodded, but I saw a shaded look in her eyes. It was hard to miss because those eyes were usually so wide and guileless. That would be good, she said. Thank you. And I didn't lie to you, did I? I told you we might be temporary. I sighed. Yeah. Only this was a lot more temporary than I had been expecting. Now, number 6. We want information. You won't get it. It was hard to sound as tough as Patrick McGoohan in The Prisoner when you still felt like crying, but I did my best. Even if I ask, pretty please? She took my hand, slipped it inside her sweater, placed it on her left breast. The part of me which had begun to swoon snapped immediately back to attention. Well, have you ever done it before? I mean, all the way? That's the information I want. I hesitated. It's a question most boys find difficult, I imagine, and one most lie about. I didn't want to lie to Carol. No, I said.